Okay, good morning everybody. So, being that this week is going to be Parshas Zohar, we'll take a look at a topic which relates to the Kriya of Parshas Zohar. So what I'd like to look at is look a little bit at some of these sources, some of the Makoros, whether ladies are chayav to hear Parshas Zohar or not. Practically, they do. That's the dumb thing, but let's look at some of the background, some of the studying. So let's consider ourselves for a second, first and foremost, why ladies might or might not be obliged in Parshas Zohar. So we know that the normal default position is, as a general rule, ladies are chayav to the Torah, also Jewish. But, except with the famous exception of mitzvahs asei shazman brahma, time-bound positive mitzvahs. So, is the kriya of Parshas Zohar a time-bound positive mitzvah? So, at first, we might think actually that it is. Because, first of all, we only do it once a year, a particular date in time, so it's time-bound. But in fact, that's not really fully accurate. Because this reading is a kiyum of the mitzvah. Zohar is asher asa l'cha amalek. Remember what Amalek did. And that mitzvah isn't really bound to any particular time or place. It can be done any time, constantly, from time to time. Chazal came and fixed a formal time of the year where this is fulfilled. But the actual mitzvah in and of itself is not a mitzvah seishas van grom. So the default point should probably be that ladies should be chayav. Now let's have a little look at the Sefer HaChinuch over here. So the Sefer HaChinuch puts down a reason why ladies might actually be exempt from hearing Parshas Zohar. So let's have a look. It's the first thing on the sheet, Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah lizko masha osa amalek Yisrael v'seisom v'mitzrayim. So there is a mitzvah to remember the actions of Amalek. Shenit tavinu lizko, we must are commanded to remember masha osa amalek Yisrael, that which Amalek did to Am Yisrael. Shehitzchil hisgaris bom, they started up with us v'seisom v'mitzrayim when we left Egypt. V'terem nosa goyim amlocha yodei aleim, before any other nation had the chutzpah to start up with Am Yisrael. And now, when the Heges mitzvah, this mitzvah to remember Amalek applies, b'chol mokum, b'chol zman, in any place, in any time, b'zachorim, but it only applies to males, to men, not to ladies. Why? Ki lahem la'seis ha'melchoma v'nikmas ha'oyev, v'loy v'moshi. Who is it who classically takes part in war, in fighting against Amalek? Who does that obligation lie upon? The men! So that obligation lies upon the men. So similarly, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the obligation to remember what Amalek did also only lies upon the men, not on the ladies. The logic being, he's presuming that the reason why we need to remember Amalek is a sort of backup to fighting against Amalek. If you remember what Amalek did, so then you'll also come to fight against it. And building upon that, he then says, so if the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did is in order that you should fight against them, so those who don't need to fight also don't need to remember. Now, Zera Bagrom raises his eyebrows very high, and it's really not muchas. It's not muchas at all. So, let's jump straight to the third thing on the sheet, the Minchas Kiddush. So he comments on this Sefer HaChinuch, the following question, which I think is what's bothering Rav Ram, and some other questions too. So in the first bullet point he says, Mi Omad Besoit Hashem Yisbarach, who is there who can claim that they have managed to penetrate the depths of the mitzvah which Hashem has commanded us? Im Ata Machbas Hanakoma, whether the reason that we have to remember is in order that we should take revenge on them to fight against them, like the Sefer HaChinuch is presuming. Who says? The Esha, Gezeres HaKol. Perhaps in fact, this is a mitzvah. Shenis Kosin also, you should remember the hatred of Amalek. Me'in Nathan, for whatever reason, that might be so. But that's the main Judaism, and we don't know what the reason is. Ve'efsha, to the extent that perhaps, after Bias Mashiachenu, maybe even when Mashiach comes, she carries Amalek, when Amalek will be destroyed already, the chromosome. But lo yeh zeich elohem, and there won't be any Amalek anymore. Maybe they'll still be a mitzvah satay, who knows? Sefer HaKinuch doesn't have any clear source which tells him this. So how can we, of our own back, so to speak, or how can the Sefer HaKinuch, of his own volition, decide that the reason for the Zechira, is in order that we should come to fulfill the mitzvah of fighting against somebody, and build upon that a halacha that because of that lady is a potter from the mitzvah of Zechiras might say Amalek. That's one problem. First of all, where does he get this from? And second of all, another more halachic basic problem. Umashi kofa, that means to say that Kinuch right. Kilahem lasis hamilchoma for loyal Moshe. That means to say that Kinuch right, then in fact, who is obliged to do this war, to fight against someone, it's only the men, not the ladies. That's also not so poshut. For Emes, there is a klal, milchemes mitzvah hakoyot. There's two types of halachic milchomis. There's a milchemes rushus, and there's a milchemes mitzvah. And milchemes mitzvah, everybody's obliged. Apilu kalamekin posok in the war of Hashem, even ladies. Okay, so, not only do we not understand where the Sefer HaKinuch is coming from in connecting the two mitzvahs together, that the Zechira of Yetzias in Amalek is in order to back up the fighting against Amalek, but even if that's correct, who says that only the men are obliged to fight against Amalek? Maybe the ladies will also fight in accordance with the klal that's written, Mochemes Mitzvah, everybody is tied. So the Sefer HaKinuch comes to the conclusion, this matter requires further investigation. The point in Noshim Mitzvah, who, that is to say, like, you know, right, the ladies are exempt. The Nira and the more standard understanding would be to say that Kol Isha Yisrael Chayovim, that everybody in Av Yisrael, including the ladies, is obliged to a Kol Mitzvah Saseh, She'en Hazman Groma, like any other Mitzvah Saseh, which is not time bound, Kain and Nira. So, that's the opinion of the Sefer HaKinuch, with the questions which the Sefer HaKinuch asks. So I'd like to look a little further at an answer to the second question. The second question which the Minchas HaKinuch asks, where he says that surely when we deal with the fight against Amalek, even ladies are obliged to fight against Amalek in accordance with the klal that Milchemes Mitzvah Hakol Yotzei and everybody goes out. So that part,
is this mitzvah once a year?
Well, as we spoke in the beginning, the Chayyus of the Kiras, like the Amalek, isn't really tied down to a specific time. Chazal, at least we don't write it, it's not. Chazal fixed it to a certain. The Chasam Sofer has a piece where he explains that why did Chazal pick to fix it once a year? There's some understanding that the standard period of forgetting something is a year. So if we need to remember it and not forget it, then we have to be reminded at least once a year. That's why Chazal fixed it once a year, and the appropriate time is before Purim, which is the time related to another episode of the Mechilas.
It's one way to make it a Mitzvah Shasman Groma, and that's all we should be partial about it.
Right, but even if you say it's once a year, that's still not tracking Mitzvah Shasman Groma, right? It doesn't have to be at any particular time. Right. I mean, Chazal fixed it here, but the Mitzvah Zeraisa doesn't call for that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So let's have a little look further now at the source of this din, that Melchemes Mitzvah, everybody is obliged. So said, this is a Mishnah in the Sefer Sofer, and we'll look at the Mishnah, the Gemara there, and we will understand a little better the position of the Sefer HaKinuch. The Mishnah says, the Melchemes Mitzvah HaKol Yot. When it comes to Melchemes Mitzvah, everybody is obliged. Afilu Chosn Mechedro V'Kala Mechuposo, to the extent that we even call the Chosn from his room of rejoicing, the Kala from her chuppah, everybody's got to go. Now, what is Milchemes Mitzvah? So the Gemara comes over there and defines Milchemes Mitzvah and Milchemes Rishus. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, and it gives an example. Milchemes Yehoshua. For example, in Milchemes of Yehoshua, liquid to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Dibratel Koyvo. That is called a Melchemes Mitzvah. Now, Melchemes based David Leravachon, when David HaMelech went out to Melchama against his neighbors in order to gain extra territory for Eretz Yisrael, Dibratel Rishos, that is called Rishos. So the example the Gemara gives here of a Melchemes Mitzvah is the Melchama of Yehoshua to be Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. Now, why does the Gemara give this example? There could be other types of Melchomet Mitzvah as well. For example, the one we're discussing now, fighting against Amalek, that's not mentioned. What's mentioned is this, fighting against the Umayyad in Eretz Yisrael, called the Shiva Amalek, where there's also a mitzvah to destroy them. Okay. And there's also another interesting deal there, which is what we're really going to focus on, which is Melchemes Yehoshua, and it's also Lichvot, to conquer. To conquer. Let's bear that in mind, because the Melchama of Amalek is not to conquer. Okay, so we'll think about that more in a second. But let's just first turn to the way the Rambam defines a Melchemes Mitzvah. The Ezehi Melchemes Mitzvah. What is a Melchemes Mitzvah, says the Rambam? Zu Melchemes Shiva Amalek. This is the Melchama against the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what we want to do. The Melchama of Yehoshua, which is to fight against the Shiva Amalek in Eretz Yisrael. But Melchemes Amalek, and the Rambam adds in that equally so Melchemes Amalek. So the Rambam understood that it's a type of Lavda. The Gemara is just an example. That could be one Melchemes Mitzvah. There's other types of Melchemes Mitzvah. Anything which is clearly a mitzvah to perform, that is included in Melchemes Mitzvah, as opposed to David HaMelech type of extra territory, which is clearly optional. So we would like to suggest an approach that the Sefer HaChinuch did not understand this way. The Sefer HaChinuch understood that the Melchemes Amalek is not included in what the Gemara defines as Melchemes Mitzvah. And therefore, the question of the Melchemes HaChinuch is not Shemek, it's not a question. Let's have a little look at the Marakeshis over here, and he says a beautiful idea. The Da'ati Nira Yashiv Da'at HaChinuch. I'm going to explain to you what the Chinuch is. In truth, it's not for ladies to go out to war. Ladies are not mitzvah in the midst of Melchama altogether. That which we do find, they are obliged to be involved in the Melchemes Mitzvah. Not any Melchemes Mitzvah. That is specifically the war of Yehoshua to lichvosh Eretz Yisrael, which is to conquer Eretz Yisrael, which is Rashi Shalom. The conquering of those seven nations, in addition to the mitzvah of destroying the nations, it is a double-faceted mitzvah. It's got two ideas enclosed within it. A, to destroy those nations. B, when we have destroyed those nations, we are able to take hold of Eretz Yisrael. To fulfill fully Yeshiva's Eretz Yisrael, she mitzvahs asay d'oraisa, which is a true mitzvah d'oraisa, for she calls it her Ramban, the same time this voice. Who was there, Rav Noshim Chayavolis, and in this mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, ladies are also obliged. Mishum Shulei Heget, the whole eight of the whole band. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of it inside. We've already seen the kernel of the idea he's putting down. That in fact, there's not every Melchemes Mitzvah ladies are obliged. And there's a reason that the Gemara mentions this example, Melchemes Yehoshua, and he's also in the Medayin, in the continuation of his words, that word, lichvosh, to conquer. It's specific reason the Gemara says that. Because the ladies are not obliged in Melchama Mitzvah, destroying those nations. Not Shemlav, but it's Melchama Mitzvah. The reason they're obliged is due to the issue of Eretz Yisrael, which is involved. Because of that, the ladies are obliged. So, having said all that, when we turn to Amalek, we'll understand that according to the same Achinuch, ladies are not obliged to fight against Amalek. Why? Because Amalek don't live in Eretz Yisrael. And the destruction of Amalek is a war which is unrelated to the issue of Eretz Yisrael. So any war which is could still be a Melchemes Mitzvah, but it's unrelated to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, ladies are not obliged. So we've therefore answered the question of the Mishnah HaChinuch, who asked on the Sefer HaChinuch, ladies are not obliged. Ladies are obliged to do Mohammed's mitzvahs. What are you saying? Ladies are not obliged to destroy Amalek, and therefore who have been? Zahira's Amalek also not.
No, it's not so.
They're not obliged to destroy Amalek because they are only obliged in wars which involve mitzvahs, yishuvah, and okay, so that explains a little bit.
Amalek wasn't there. Amalek wasn't there.
No, only the Shiva Umas, the Knani, the city, the prison, your woes, they're living in Israel, and destroying them is A mitzvah of destroying them, and B includes within it also an angle of Yishuvah Eretz Israel. But destroying Amalek does not. Okay, having said all this, let's take a little look at one other important source regarding the queue of ladies in Kriyat Parashat Zohar. So this is the Chovis Binyan. Sir was also asked about this, are ladies Mukhir in Parashat Zohar? So we've seen the opinion of the Seif HaKinuch, who said that they're not obliged. Are we going to take this to the opinion, to the realm of Halacha Lamaisa or not? Truth, there's not a lot of other Rishonim who speak about it. Seif HaKinuch says they're not obliged, other Rishonim don't speak about it. What's the Halacha Lamaisa? So, al davar she'ilah, that which you ask in Noshim Mechuyoba is Nishmaya Kriyas Parashat Zohar. Tshuva! So answers the Binyan Tzion, Kibalti, I was Mekabel from my Rebbe's, my Rebbe Rav Avrom Bin, who was in the name of his Rebbe, I'm jumping alive, from Matan Adler, who was also the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, Shah Noshim Chayobis. But Matan Adler, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, one of the Gedolei Oilam, he was particular that ladies should also hear Parshas Zohar. Shehikdei Shafidim Mishon. This is Shalai. Everybody in the house, all the ladies in the house, all his wife, his daughters, even the helpers, Putzrachu Dishmael Parshas Zohar V'chei Nahakti Acharon. And this is the Hanhoga that I follow. But Taimur, and his reasoning is Nirla Neostaiti, as we've already spoken out, V'neishe Einot Mitzvahs Asei Nishas Man Grom. We are not classifying this as Mitzvahs Asei Nishas Man Grom. She'ein Fepeda, there is as much a tikra, because there is no particular fixed time when it should be read, but she comes from Mogan Avram, as Mogan Avram says, Rashi Kori Pamachas Bashana, just the basic cue would be to remember it once a year, and just how fixed for us a time. The Lokain Habi Kishar Mitzvah Sasei, She'en Adman Grobo, She'en Noshim Sayobis Poet, which ladies are obliged. So that's the end of the day. When we're there, that's where. And that's where the minhag of Am Yisrael, the ladies are particular, is already going back definitely hundreds of years. And now I'd like to jump to the next point where he asks the Torah a fascinating kasha. There's a famous Gemara where it's written that one of the Tanoim found himself in a place where there was no me, there were nine people. And I think it was one of the Tanoim, and he had with him his Eved. There were nine people, plus the Eved Knaan. Yeah? And the Gemara writes that Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher his Eved in order to make up the Minyan. That's what the Gemara says. So that then ensues a discussion in the Rishonim, what right one has to free an Eved for the sake of forming a minion of Aswara. The background being that generally we don't free an Eved, there's a mitzvah of the oil of Vayim Tadoyim, except in particular halakhic circumstances. Now what was it over here about the Hashivas of a minion of Aswara, which enables us to push away the mitzvah sase of the oil of Vayim Tadoyim, of always working with the Eved? Could it be the regular spill of the Tzibur is enough? Different suggestions and ideas floating around in the Rishonim. You know, what
does it say?
Well,
now I want
to
know your answer.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to know what the
Issa
was.
Yeah, the mitzvah of Avoid. So the Rishonim discuss. One idea, which is brought up within that discussion, is that maybe that Asara, the difficulty being here being that the normal requirement for Asara would normally only be to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbon. Tefillah v'tzibur would be a Rabbonon, Kriyas HaTorah would be a Rabbonon, all things you could think of when we normally require Asara would surely be a Rabbonon. It would be surprising that for the sake of that Rabbana we would push off Lo'el HaBayim Tabor. So one suggestion floating around over here is that maybe that 10, all that 10 was Parshas Zohar. Parshas Zohar is a Kriya Doraisa. Memela, he frees the Eved to fulfill Parshas Zohar. That's one suggestion. And what do we want to take from this suggestion? Let's think about this in the context of our discussion. Where the lady is a chayv. Now we know what's the klal over here. Klal is an Eved is chayv and mitzvah is ki'isha. Eved is chayv and mitzvah is at the same level as an isha. So if you're going to tell me that ladies are chayv and Parshas Zohar, so why did he have to free him for that? He wants to free him in order to fulfill Parshas Zohar with a symbol of ten. Why did he have to free him? They have to be chayv and mitzvah ki'isha. And then he's also chayv and Parshas Zohar. Alamai, you see from this suggestion in the Rishon, the ladies are not chayv and Parshas Zohar. And in fact, concludes the opinion here, and the final point I'll summarize it outside, then in fact there's no lie. This is not a proof at all. Why? Let's think a little more clearly, and we'll see. Because the requirement over here is to fulfill the Kriya Parshas Zohar, but simple. But simple. It could be that the Olam ladies are chayv in Parshas Zohar. But that's not a discussion over here. We want to have 10 people who form a tzibur in order that there shall be a kriya of a tzibur. If the Eved in his status of not being free, in his status as an Eved, is considered Keisha, and therefore doesn't make up a tzibur. It could be the Eved was chayv, ladies are chayv, the Eved was chayv, everybody was chayv, but the Eved still can't make up a tzibur even if he's chayv. Because a tzibur has to be a tzibur of 10 men. That constitutes a kriya, the tzibur. So therefore, there's no proof from the fact that he wanted to free the Eved in order to read Parshas Zohar. Even if the Eved was chayv, he would still have needed to free him in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya Parshas Zohar with a tzibur. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Wish everybody a good day.